One of Dawn's Templars backed towards a pool of light, and Kurz slid through the darkness towards him, moving impossibly silently for an armored warrior. A sensation unlike anything he had felt previously danced in his blood, and Kurz savored it as he understood it for what it was. Contrary to Gilliman's rash pronouncement, it seemed Astartes could know fear. This fear, such as it was something to be treasured. Mortal fear was a rancid, sweaty thing, but this was caged lightning in the marrow. Kurz pounced towards the armored Templar, one of Dawn's best and bravest. Veteran or not, he died as any other man did, in blood and agony.
"Death haunts the darkness!"
shouted Kurz.
"And he knows your names!"
He could hear frantic calls for reinforcements, but the superior systems of his own armor easily jammed them as he took to the air once more and vaulted from shadow to shadow.
"No one is coming,"
he said.
"You are going to die alone here."
Spraying blasts of gunfire followed his pronouncements as the warriors sought to pinpoint his location in the darkness. But Kurz owned the darkness, and no matter what light or senses these warriors depended upon, they were not nearly enough to stop him from killing them. He could see the survivors, a Templar and two of the Phoenix Guard, backing towards the door. They now realized this was a fight they could not win, but had made the mistake of thinking that a fight with Conrad Kurz was one you could walk away from. Laughing with the joy of the hunt, a pleasure he had forgotten without worthy prey to test him, he soared through the air and dropped into their midst like an assassin. His fist punched through the armor of the first Phoenix Guard, and Kurz wrenched his victim's spinal column out. Leaving the bloody curve of crushed bone protruding from the gaping wound, he snatched the dead warrior's halberd and dropped to the floor as the other warriors turned towards the agonized scream. Before they could react, Kurz swept the halberd out in a wide circular arc above the deck. The energized edge cut through the battle plate, meat and bone, with a searing electric tang. Both warriors fell to the deck, grunting in pain as they collapsed onto the bloody stumps of their legs. Kurz hurled his stolen halberd aside and blocked a return strike from the fallen Phoenix Guard. He snapped his enemy's weapon in two and jammed the splintered ends through his chest. The Templar roared in anger, managing to get off a shot before Kurz was upon him. He ripped the weapon from his victim's grip and planted one knee on his chest, the other on his left arm. The pinned warrior reached up with his free arm to strike at him. Kurz caught the blow and ripped the arm from its socket. Emergency lights began kicking in with a rising hum, the thump of relays, and the chamber was suddenly illuminated with a harsh white glow that dispelled the shadows and banished the darkness. Where before there had been darkness, now there was only light, and what had once been a place of imprisonment was now an abattoir. Curling arcs of blood spray coated the walls and floor, and shattered, headless, limbless bodies lay strewn about like spilled surgical waste. Kurz smiled at the scene of slaughter, and the persona he had worn like a disguise since he had first knelt before his father fell away like a discarded mask. Now he was no longer Conrad Kurz. Now he was the Night Haunter.